Hello and welcome, everybody. It's 1:30 a.m. here in the Iranian capital, Tehran. You're watching Press TV's World News. Our top story for this half hour, the U.S. Senate has voted to debate supporting Saudi Arabia's war in Yemen. The White House has strongly opposed any action against the kingdom. Senators voted 63 to 37 in favor of a bipartisan resolution, which will see a downgrade of ties with Riyadh. The White House has said any such action will worsen the situation in Yemen. The U.S. Secretary of State and the Pentagon chief have urged the Senate to avoid taking measures against Saudi Arabia over the killing of dissident journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
We talked about U.S. policy in Yemen and U.S. policy with respect to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. We also, obviously, spoke about the heinous murder of Jamal Khashoggi. And we made clear that they're considering debating a resolution on the Senate floor, which we think is just poorly timed.
Pompeo made the remarks after briefing the Senate at a closed-door session along with James Mattis. Pompeo said any legislation which undermined U.S.-Saudi relations would be a grave mistake for the national security of Washington and its allies. He further insisted there is no evidence that the Saudi Crown Prince had ordered the murder. Senior Republican Senator Bob Corker, however, rejected the interference, saying that it was apparent that Mohammed bin Salman was responsible for the killing. Democrat Senator Bob Menendez also condemned the White House stance as outrageous. Menendez said Washington was basically saying that Riyadh can kill with impunity because of U.S. interests. Joining us from South Bend, Indiana, is editor of Culture Wars Online magazine, Mr. E. Michael Jones. Mr. Jones, welcome to the program. Give us your thoughts on the recent Senate vote and White House's precautions beforehand not to debate the issue of downgrading ties with Saudi Arabia.
Watching the foreign policy in the Middle East fall apart before our eyes. First of all, what did Donald Trump say? He's got to come up with a reason to support the Saudis, and all he could come up with is they buy a lot of stuff from us. That's not really a good reason. And then he said in a recent article in the Washington Post that we need them to supply us with oil. But then he said, well, we don't really need their oil anymore. So we're running out of reasons. Then finally, the only reason he came up with is, well, they're supporting Israel, and we need Israel to protect us from Iran. Well, there are lots of people who don't think we need to be protected from Iran. And so what you're seeing is this cumulative effect of all of this frustration in the Middle East, a war that's going on for 17 years in Afghanistan, reaching some type of culmination, and people thinking, we've got to do something. So Rand Paul, who's also in the Senate, said that he's going to vote against the $38 billion aid package to Israel. So nobody's got a good explanation why we should support these people, and everybody's frustrated. Everybody's looking for some type of way out of the Middle East, and no one can find it because Israel's blocking the door.
Mr. Jones, a lot of attention was placed on the Saudis following the murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, but this attention and spotlight should have been put on Riyadh a lot sooner with all the death and destruction that it has brought to the people of Yemen.
Yeah, well, those people in Yemen don't write for the Washington Post. That's the only explanation there. You know, where is Yemen? Who knows where it is? And who are these people anyway? So until the issue gets some type of face on it, that is a face that the media moguls and the oligarchs want to support, it's going to go unreported. And that's pretty much what the story was with Yemen. MBS is responsible for the war in Yemen. He's responsible for the whole mess over there in the Arabian Peninsula, and everybody's tired of him. He wasn't the CIA guy to begin with. They're tired of him. Everybody's tired of him, but nobody can seem to pull the plug here. So that's why you're seeing this frustration being expressed in the Senate.
Thanks a lot, editor of Culture Wars Online magazine, Mr. Michael Jones, joining us from South Bend. Moving